Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We got an update with our good friend Larry Taylor up there on the mountain who gathers tons of news. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, where do we start? Let's go. I suppose people want to know what's really going on with Harvey. I've been reading some articles about the possibility of weather warfare. I know a lot of people don't believe in that sort of thing, but you remember that William Cohen testified before a congressional committee that, yes, indeed, there is technology that certain powers have that can not only create but steer or strengthen hurricanes, create earthquakes, create volcanic activity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Probably those the Lord refers to as those who rise up against me and destroy the earth. What's the latest on Harvey?
Well, the most interesting part is, originally they called out, I think, 1,500 or more National Guard troops in Texas as this began and tried to control it. And, of course, Harvey hit about, I came in around Corpus Christi, Texas, which is the body of Christ in Spanish. And then It began to move towards Victoria, which means victory in Spanish. And now it's done exactly what they said it would do. It has flooded and flooded and flooded, and now it is moving slowly back out over the Gulf and beginning to strengthen and power up again and moving towards Louisiana, but very slowly. And they're now coming out and reporting that they're telling the people, prepare for the worst. It's going to get worse. And what's interesting is dams are about ready to break. They're letting water out, which is flooding more areas, and I heard now that they're calling up 12,000 National Guard troops in Texas. So this is ramping up really quickly, and lots of homes in Houston is underwater now. I mean, they are really devastated with no. They said people in nursing homes sitting in wheelchairs, water up to their waist and shoulders.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Weather warfare. The possibility, the reason I'm bringing it up is because of the numbers factor. When it struck coast, it struck at a pressure of, I believe it was 838 millibars or 938 millibars. It was a 911. In other words, you take the 9 and then you add the 3 and the 8 and you got an 11, and that was very, very suspicious that either the Lord is allowing this or the technology has been developed to do that. And when I was watching Fox News when it was coming on shore, they announced that it had hit the center point of the eye at 947, which is, of course, another 911. And then they said it hit the mainland, or at least depending on who you read, right around 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Central time. The numbers made me wonder, because we ran into that same thing with 9/11, where the numbers were all tuned in to with the signature of the Illuminati. And, of course, people don't really believe that when we talk about the Illuminati, we're talking about Psalm 2 and this collection of rich people who have given their heart and soul over to Satan. And, of course, they have all kinds of technology that we probably don't know anything about. How many people, I heard on Fox News that there were 2,000 calls an hour for rescue help. Well, they don't have that kind of manpower. Have you heard anything about any of that yet? And they haven't even started, I think, really.
Well, they can't get to them with anything anymore but boats. And, you know, the water's just too deep and rising by the hour. And a lot of people are trapped at their homes, in their homes, or on top of their homes now because of the fact that the dams are letting out water so quickly that it's just rising a foot at a time around the people. You know, there was no mass evacuation of Houston, and there's millions in that region. And
yes.
They didn't go anywhere. So they're where they are is where they stay, except you get out by boat or helicopter, and helicopters can't fly in storms. So these people are stuck. This is a big deal, and I've seen some of the reports also. I remember Stan Dale one time indicating that he saw some of Nikola Tesla's
yes.
paperwork, and that most of it went to Russia.
That's true. That absolutely is true. We got some of it, but they got some of it. And the technology that Tesla has, you know, he said he could split the Earth in two with the technology that he had figured out. So, yeah, those who rise up against me and who destroy the Earth maybe has a greater connotation than just nuclear war, and may dive really deep into how the whole universe and everything is constructed in the electromagnetic field. So, I don't know. What do you think, Larry? This thing is going to come back if it's out in the Gulf collecting more moisture, and it's going to slam again. And somebody said that one of the tracks puts it over Carbondale. And Carbondale, of course, is the X marks the spot of the solar eclipse. So what do you think about
that?
What's
also interesting, Stuart, is they haven't reported, even though it's in the press, they haven't reported that one of the nuclear plants down there, I think it's Bay City, is in really bad trouble. They've sent a team from Canada down there to try to stabilize it, and they're in trouble with a nuclear plant down there, Bay City, I believe it is, Texas. And this is not being reported. We're not hearing everything, Stuart, that's coming out of there. But on the good side, I wanted to bring this up. Houston appears to be the only city right now that has no protesters.
I know. They have looters. I don't know what you can do with looters. You know, in a state of emergency, I guess those are the scum of the earth that take advantage of people in looting. I guess, you know, it wouldn't be politically correct, but I'd give orders, shoot them on sight and be done with it. I don't know how they're going to deal with all the looting.
Spirit, that shows what generation you and I are from.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have put up with that at all. So, what about this tropical storm number 10 that seems to be kind of gaining strength and barreling down on the Carolinas? Have you heard any more about that at all?
Not other than they're very, very concerned about it. It's a headline on Drudge Report today, Tropical Storm Watch listed off the Carolinas, and they're indicating it's gaining strength and building. So they're expecting it to possibly become a hurricane, and they'll have a problem off the East Coast. This is very intriguing, and what's interesting is we're still watching Harvey. Now, I don't know if Harvey moved back in a little bit into the Gulf of Mexico, which it appears it's doing, as they predicted, to build and gain strength again. If it becomes another hurricane, I'm wondering if it'll be given another name and hit the U.S. again, or follow a track across Louisiana and the southern states and go across Florida. I just don't know.
Well, if this is an engineered storm and this is being done for retribution of something we've done, or it's just an Illuminati run, or maybe the Lord himself is doing it. It seems odd to me that we have the solar eclipse, and we have 40 days to atonement, or we could say 40 days of testing for the United States to see if she's excuse me, going to repent or not. Well, we know from the Bible that America is not going to repent. So I would assume we're probably going to get hammered on all sides. What do you think about that concept? Not going to be fun if that's true.
Well, that seems to be accurate. I know a lot of people don't believe that. We would have healed Babylon, but she would not be healed. But what you're looking at is the creator of the time machine that we're locked into, that's on the outside of the time machine, and he has seen the beginning from the end play out already. So what he says probably is extremely accurate.
Yeah. Here are some of the headlines on Drudge. Flood of a lifetime. Harvey dumps 11 trillion gallons of water. Landmark event. Army Corps opening dams. FEMA expects 450,000 victims, 30,000 already in shelters plus. First orders to evacuate given days after told people to stay. They're defending their decisions, of course. All 12,000 Texas National Guardsmen are now deployed, and did you say they're bringing in a whole bunch of others from other states, I'm sure? I mean, this isn't even half over yet.
Oh, no. There are responses. They're actually bringing in boats and ships from other locations, too. This is a mass event. You know, I know people don't, you know, they can't wrap that around their head very well, but this is a mass event, and responses are coming from all around the country and other countries to assist, but it makes you wonder. You mentioned earlier about a 9/11 numbers.
Yes.
I wonder if this could be a 9/11, because also in the middle of Houston right now, they were showing earlier a large high-rise was on fire, and they were saying this is beyond what we can imagine.
Wow. Well, here's a couple other headlines from Drudge. Tropical storm watch for the Carolinas, we talked about. Record-breaking heat wave to scorch Southern California. Triple-digit temperature prompts warnings for the Bay Area. Smoky haze and heat are returning to Seattle. So it does seem like we're getting pounded from a number of different directions, and that is indicative of judgment. Now, I know people go spastic if you say, well, the Lord's judging America, which is indicative of the fact that obviously if they refuse that and refute it, in fact, I was told that Donald Trump in his speech said, we will come back, we will rebuild. That's exactly what Obama said.
We've heard that before. A matter of fact, Jonathan Kahn, if you'll remember, when the curses come on America, and the curses came on Israel, it was the same talk that brought them.
Yes. Defiance. Utter defiance.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely no hint of repentance. No hint of anything religiously. In fact, they mock you if you say, well, this is a judgment from the Lord. That's not possible. It couldn't possibly be, and you're an idiot for even bringing it up, is the response you get. But aren't the 40 days of testing sort of like throw some things at the American people and see what they do?
Yeah, and by the way, sir, Kim is firing away again, by the way.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. What's he up to over there?
Well, yesterday and last night, they were putting out breaking news reports on One America News, And mm-hmm. matter of fact, what's interesting is Donald Trump today in a press conference with the president of Finland, told everybody to begin to watch One American News. It was a great channel because it tells you the truth. And, you know, I've been telling people about that. And and also what was coming out, though, was that North Korea was repositioning more missiles. Also, there was a lot of activity at a nuclear test site, and their intelligence in South Korea reporting that he was about to fire a missile. And also, they're concerned about a nuclear detonation that he's preparing. And then late this evening, Stuart, a little while ago, he fired a ballistic missile over the Sea of Japan, over northern Japan, and that is an act of war. That is considered an act of war. And, of course, we haven't commented yet. We've been trying to use dialogue. And what concerns me, Stuart, is this, and I want to say this before we go any further tonight, is the fact that the people that really wanted the strong borders, strong defenses of our allies, et cetera, were Flynn, Bannon, and Gorka. They are all gone, purged by the deep state. And now Trump is surrounded by the deep state, and it appears they are running a show.
Yeah. When Bannon left, he said the Trump presidency was over. Gorka has more or less indicated, I guess one could say, the same kind of concept. He just worded it different. But that Trump's demeanor, I've noticed, has changed. And maybe they, as we said before, maybe they've taken him to the back room and set him down and said, this is the way it is. You know, this is the way Satan wants to run it. And if you want to live and you want your family to live, well, then you're just going to have to go along with us. But there's something going on now that appears to be kind of a change in direction. What do you think about that? It seems like the military aspects over there in Israel are ramping up, but at the same time, it's almost like we've put them on the back burner.
Yeah, that's very true, and I wanted to mention this, and I'm not asking anybody to believe what I'm saying, but when I was walking the other day, and I shared this with you, and praying mm-hmm. and really seeking the Lord, you know, me and my wife do that a lot. And we were walking and praying for Trump and praying for his administration and his family. And I was asking the Lord, I began to ask the Lord while I'm walking down the road from my house. I said, Lord, what do the American people think of this coup against Trump? And, you know, if you did set him off in office as Cyrus, and he has backed off on the situation in the Middle East or the pivot into the Middle East, and really a lot of in America, I said, what are the people going to think? And, you know, I can't tell anybody the Lord answered me at all, but I can tell you what I think he said. And what I seemed to get an indication that I got from the Lord was the fact that it didn't really matter what the American people saw or thought. Their problem was the one who created them who was watching.
Yeah, I don't think they realize that. I think America has gone down to the point where even the Christians, basically the Lord is some sort of nebulous concept out there, and the personal part of it, the personal relationship, and all of that seems to have kind of vanished, and there's no fear of the Lord. Therefore, there's no repentance before the Lord. And this appears to be getting worse and worse. And the only ones that are paying any attention, really, are the remnant, which is a very small amount of people, actually.
That's true.
So where do you think this is going? I'm beginning to think that we're going to be hammered by nature and possibly hammered by war. I've often thought that in order to have a real peace treaty, where whatever kind of treaty you want to call it, be it the old accords, you know, that were signed a long time ago with Clinton and Israel and all of that, I just wonder, do we have to have war, and I mean big time war, before any such agreement can be reached? Because it doesn't seem like Kushner and the other people are able to get anything done.
No, that's going nowhere, and that's going nowhere over in the Middle East. And from what I can gather, and from some contacts that I have, it's a total failure. Any of the U.S. activity, actually, since Trump has came in after the situation with the Saudis, has been abject failure. As a matter of fact, Netanyahu went to Putin, and because Netanyahu's got the militaries and the troubles right on his door now surrounding Israel. And
yes,
Israel press is clearly saying that Israel appears to now be so low on the totem pole as far as being a priority ally of the U.S. that it's laughable. And by the way, the news report coming out this morning, listen to this. Russia has moved Iranian and Hezbollah militaries to within a mile from the Israeli border on the Golan Heights. And so you've got Iranian troops, you've got Hezbollah troops, and you've got Russians all mixed together right on the Golan border. Now, that concerns you, because that's almost a biblical scenario, and Netanyahu can get no help. And at the same time, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion here, at the same time, the last few months, Israel's Netanyahu and even Trump have been under international attack day after day to bring them out of office and destroy the administrations. And it's international, and I guess you could say Obama and George Soros, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't even hardly hear that in our news either.
Well, you know, they want their war. The rich men of the earth want their war. The Iranians want their war because, after all, the 12th Ayman has to come up, and everybody views him as the Antichrist. I just do remember, however, that there were some clerics over there in Iran that claimed that Barack Hussein Obama was the 12th Ayman. And so maybe they want their war. Trump will be blamed for everything, as he always has been. And the people will demand that Obama come back out and, you know, run America, make it great again, make it a communist nation, make it great. You just don't really know what the inside intrigue really is, because there are a lot of questions about Trump as well. We know he's a high-level Mason. He's constantly
ironically, Stuart, and I kind of like your opinion on this. If you'll remember, during the 8 years of Obama, there was a lot of closeness between Obama and his administration and Pope Francis. Today,
yes,
Sadhu Sundar Salvaji, which is the Indian prophet, he came out warning that the present Pope Francis is the false prophet. He indicated that the Lord came to him and presented the false prophet, Pope Francis, the one mentioned in Revelation 13, and said, that is him. So maybe Obama is coming back. Maybe the Pope is there for his job. You know, we may be a little... I'm interested in this pivot point of 923. This is really beginning to intrigue me.
Yeah, there's something really going on big time with the 923 day. I'm a firm believer of a kind of an at-trib, no gap removal of the church, but that's based on a theology, and it may not be the correct theology, but we have all kinds of things pointing to a massive, and I do mean massive, change in the world on 923. There's no question that star sign is the correct one. They can argue all they want, claim, no, it isn't, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you really analyze this whole thing, yes, it is. And it's valid. In fact, it's almost too valid. The reason I say that is because Virgo has always had a crown of 12 stars. It's just slightly off to the left and right over her head, but to the left of it. And what's interesting to me is we have an overlap. This sign that they're talking about with the three planets, Virgo and Leo, that's an overlap. So what we really have is Virgo and 24 stars representing, I believe, the 12 elders from the 12 tribes and the 12 apostles. Makes total sense. The whole thing is coming together. And Israel is going to enter into her time of Jacob's trouble. And there's a lot more that goes into it than just that. I think the evidence is very overwhelming that the world is soon going, what do we got now, about another 3 weeks or so, and yeah, we're in. A lot can happen in 3 weeks, or this may go by and not a lot apparently happens. It's kind of like the 923 handshake between the Pope, and now we know who he is, if this prophet is correct, and I happen to believe he is, and Obama. And we got a 2-year delay because of that sandstorm. So I believe they're going to be getting back together again. It would make perfect sense. Now, as to who Trump is, if he's Cyrus, and he's surrounded now by deep state, they're probably trying to get the war going and then blame it on Trump so Obama can come in as the great peacemaker. You know,
because and the thing is, got to remember, why was he given the Peace Prize when he hadn't even been in office particularly? And this is what's interesting. I wanted to bring it up real quick. True News Radio has just put out a new report. It says that China, this has just been released, said that China tried to assassinate Kim Jong-un in North Korea in a coup attempt in 2012. But the information hadn't been released, but they failed. So now there's indications that China really are unable to rein Kim Jong-un in.
Yeah, I think that's the whole problem. The war may very well start. Remember the Farsighters, you know, Dr. Doom and his remote viewing team said that it would be Kim who would be the first to use a nuke in anger. Well, he's very upset over these maneuvers that began on eclipse date, the 21st. And he said he considered that really an act of war. So here we go. And I guess all I can tell everybody listening, if you haven't prepped, if you don't have food and you don't have water, you're going to be in a world of hurt because this thing is going to turn on a dime. Don't you think, Larry? I think we're just going to wake up one day and everything is different. Everything is different.
Yeah, I know we're out of time, basically, but I just wanted to tell people, finish your course. We don't have a lot of time left, I don't think, and finish your course. We've got events transpiring and building in all directions and can come from all angles, and Stuart's warning is valid.
Yeah, I think people really do. I don't know. The American people seem to be like in comatose stage where they're in denial. They just can't believe that there is an end to these things, an end to our lifestyles. But I think it's coming and coming very, very rapidly. And people are going to lose a ton of their possessions, let's put it that way. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on, and thank everybody we thank you for listening, and we'll try to get back if we have to in emergency mode, depending on what's happening. Anyway, good night, and take care of yourselves, and please prepare. Night.